This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I compiled a grievance list, and I would appreciate if you, Tiki Barber.
Oh, Lord.
Answer these grievances, because I'm an IFO.
I'll try not to get mad.
It's okay if you get mad, actually. Yesterday, Tiki got very mad at a caller. We'll play that in a little bit.
I'm banning you from the station.
That's what he said, yes. He wasn't banning me or Tommy or Sean, but he was banning somebody. So the Giants made a few moves over the last couple of days at the start of free agency. They brought in Roy Robertson Harris, a defensive tackle who was released by Seattle. Yep. They brought in Javon Holland, who you guys may remember from the Hail Mary pick six.
Holland's Tunnel.
Yeah, Holland's Tunnel. They brought in Chauncey Golston, a defensive end from the Dallas Cowboys. They re-signed Darius Slayton. So when all these moves are made late last night, I'm like, let me check in on the Giant fans. And no offense, Sean, I didn't include you because for the most part, you're what we like to call... Tommy, what's the word I'm looking for?
A homer.
A homer.
God forbid I look at positive.
Right. So I talked to what I call angry Giant fans just to see, like, do they like this? Because I always find it interesting. Like, if the angry Giant fan likes the moves, then great. The moves are great. Let's move on. But if they have grievances, let me at least bring it to the Giant legend and the homer to see if there's any... truth to this stuff.
Let's hear it.
Are you guys ready?
I am.
You're going to kill the messenger, aren't you, T?
I am not. I will spare you.
Number one, 3 years, $36 million for Darius Slayton. They basically paid him the same as Saquon Barkley.
Come on.
So you agree with that grievance or no?
No, I don't. First of all, you know how much of an underpay that is for a wide receiver in the NFL? Now, Darius Slayton is not one of the top wide receivers in the NFL, but you know the top wide receivers in the NFL are getting $32 million a year? He's getting $12 million a year, and you're upset about this because you want to compare it to Saquon Barkley's contract from a salary cap that was 2 years ago at $224 million. Anybody know what the salary cap is right now?
I'll tell you.
It's $280 million. So even if you want to just throw it out there comparison-wise, percentage, Saquon Barkley making the top of the market for the running back at basically 5% of the salary cap. And wide receivers, which are valued so much higher, 2 years later, with $55 million of salary cap space, is making 4.2% of the salary cap. What are we talking about?
So you don't agree with that grievance?
It's a nonsense grievance. It lacks so much context, and I saw it on Instagram from many different sources.
See, I didn't make it up.
It lacks so much context, it's frustrating. It's like, just do the basic minimum of some research and understand what the hell you're talking about before you make a Saquon Barkley point about Darius Slayton. It's stupid. Sorry, I didn't talk.
I'll further bring you real numbers here, Tiki. We know that Saquon has now since signed an extension.
Are you agreeing with Tiki on this?
You're
throwing the grievance out, correct?
I am, and I'm also more to wipe the tuchus with anybody who says that. The 2029 salary cap implication number on the Eagles with Saquon Barkley is $31 million on their cap in 2029. At that point, Darius Slayton's contract will have expired, and that cap number alone is basically the totality of Slayton's whole contract.
Right, exactly.
Just shows you in context how stupid it is to say that.
Now, I only say this because yesterday I made a passing comment about Darius Slayton coming to the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean mocked Darius Slayton and said, fine, enjoy him. So I assume you're not happy, despite the Saquon argument being thrown out. Great points by Tiki. I assume that you are not happy that Darius was brought back, since you mocked me for wanting him on the Jets.
Double-edged sword. Darius Slayton is an extremely frustrating player that drops a million passes, and I'm frustrated with that. I would have loved an upgrade at wide receiver number two over Darius Slayton. The truth is, the way the market was falling and other guys I saw, this is, in essence, a bargain for an outside wide receiver number two. So when looking at that playing the game, I have to settle my differences in other areas of the roster, and I'm okay with it.
Right. All right. And by the way, he is one of their locker room leaders.
Yeah.
You can't keep sending him away.
I'm sure that's a big part of it, because last year in free agency, they lost numerous locker room leaders, which leads to grievance number two. And that is the fact that Javon Holland received a three-year, $45 million deal, a safety, while last year they let Xavier McKinney walk, four-year, $67 million. Mm-hmm. So a little bit more, in fairness.
Right.
But McKinney also ended up having a great year. What do you say to that grievance,
well,
Professor Tiki?
I don't know all of the inner workings of the Xavier McKinney situation, but I do know that there were some frustrations both ways. And so maybe it was a, we're okay if you leave, and he's okay if he leaves, type of thing.
Mm.
That's all I'm saying. Forget the talent, and because that is what it is, but it just felt a little disrupted. That's all it is. Javon Holland's a good player when he's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
He had a great 2022 rookie season and 2022. Then he was hurt.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I forgot what he did. I want to say, like, broke his leg or something.
Or maybe he got hurt from running so much of a run when he's going 100 yards on a pick six interception.
I think it was he broke his leg. I'd have to look that up. But he had a missed part of 2023 and 2024. He was okay.
This one I have seen from Giant fans, and I have to admit, of all the takes Giant fans could come up with, this is the worst. Because two things are on the table here. Number one, we forget Saquon Barkley, whether it was the ATV accident, whether it was publicly to every reporter that would listen, talking about communication issues, issue with the coaching staff, taking sides in the Wink versus Dable thing. There was too much there that this coaching staff and regime could look at and go, this juice is not worth the squeeze. So if you bring in Holland, you're acknowledging, okay, now we have a safety that we're pairing with the second-round pick. But even if you want to say they made a mistake with McKinney, if that's your argument,
right,
then why would you get mad at the GM, in essence, for admitting said mistake by signing a safety the next year?
By the way, I can see why you'd say it's a mistake, because McKinney's a great player.
Right.
period.
Which I'm fine with.
That grievance offends you far less than the first grievance.
Yeah, because the first one is about money, and it's only because of Saquon. Because you heard my
rant. I don't need you to go back to it.
Right.
It's also, I think the other thing is it's a different position. I mean, we know the way running backs get paid versus the way receivers get paid.
What are all these other running backs getting paid? Trust me, it's not Saquon money.
Najee Harris, who had an 1,000-yard rushing season last year. I'm not trying to make him out to be Jim Brown here, but he did have a 1,000-yard rushing season last year. Signed a one-year deal for like $6 million.
Exactly.
The running back market still sucks.
And he's one of the best available free agents.
Yeah.
So, like, what are we talking about here? The Giants, not that they were overpaying Saquon Barkley, but you can't, it's just really hard in that offer they offered in 2023. But that was top of the market at that time. Like, there was nobody, I think there was one other player making more, and that was Christian McCaffrey. And we know what happened with Christian McCaffrey. He's constantly hurt. So, like, the Giants offered Saquon a top of the market deal for what most running backs were getting. And again, I've said this multiple times already, and it's now, to me, in context, Saquon was a very good player here. He was not a great player with the New York Giants.
Right.
He is a great player with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes, he was not going to replicate the season he just had in Philly here.
He is a Hall of Fame player with the Philadelphia Eagles. He was not that with the Giants.
No, I agree with you on that. Let's get to some of your calls, 888-808-1019. Let's go to Joe in Booton, New Jersey. What's up, Joe?
What's up, gentlemen? How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
All right, so I have the whole backstory on Aaron Rodgers' house.
Oh, nice.
I did all the lighting there. It's a gorgeous home. The gentleman before it was a Japanese businessman who actually went into a coma and actually got shipped back to Japan for whatever reason.
Are you serious?
Now,
wow. So yes, he built it and never lived in it?
Basically. Well, his family did. But they got it already. They filled in the pool, and then Aaron put a pool back in. That's basically all that happened there.
Got it.
But Aaron Rodgers is not going to be a Giant because do you think he wants to go up against the Commies and the Eagles twice a year? Because the Eagles folded Patrick Mahomes up like a futon.
Right, that's
and that's
true.
What his future is going to be the same as the Japanese guy.
Oh, my God. Wow. Thank you, Joe. Thank you for the call.
I hope he did a good job on his Montclair beautiful home.
Well,
look, the Eagles lost Josh Sweat, who wreaked havoc in the Super Bowl. And so they're going to be a little bit different simply because of just attrition. They can't sign everybody. But, I mean, the Commanders just got – who did they just trade for?
Tunsil and Debo.
No, defensively. Then they go – no, they let Jonathan Allen walk. And
Minnesota he signed with, yes.
Right, and then they shored up their offense with another playmaker and then an offensive lineman. I feel like they signed a defensive player, too, and I'm forgetting. But
they signed Kinlaw from the Jets. That's the only
thing.
That doesn't count.
No, it doesn't count.
He stinks.
So, yeah, the Eagles and the Commanders are going to be trouble.
The thing about the competition aspect of it, if you're looking at, okay, he would stay away from the NFC East and go to the AFC North, keep in mind, the AFC North features the Baltimore Ravens and the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, their defenses don't scare you.
Right, but two of the best quarterbacks in football.
Two of the best quarterbacks in football, and the conference in general is loaded. So if Aaron Rodgers
is doing... Miles Garrett twice a year doesn't help either.
Yeah, exactly. The division is loaded.
Now, you could also look at the Giant offensive line and say, I don't trust it. Andrew Thomas is a hell of a player. He don't stay healthy.
Right.
If Aaron Rodgers is really doing this pro-con chart between the Steelers and the Giants, but if you're ultimately deciding based on the competition, I think the NFC is more open than the AFC.
Well, I agree. And the NFC gives you a chance to, I don't want to say luck your way in, but you never know what's going to happen.
Right.
And so the AFC, there's no luck. You got to be great.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.